This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so about an hour left in the show. If you have any questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bill in regards to a couple things. I got everything mixed up and put the two together. But we're talking about black garlic and asparagus. So a couple things on the black garlic. There is a perennial type, an allium, that has a common name of black garlic. So I don't know if that what it was, but there is a process of creating black garlic for health reasons to help with some different things. And it's by the process of aging it and separating it to in a controlled humidity to basically turn it black. So those are the two that I found because, again, I was messing all that up. I just want to make sure I gave you some info on there. Okay. Now, as far as the asparagus for this fall, first season,
right?
What you want to do is you want to cut down the dead foliage on there once it started to turn brown. So not while it's still green, not like, in the middle of the season. You want it to kind of get hit by a frost because what that means is the nutrients in the plant are starting to go back into the main plant and into the soil where you want it to be. So it's if you do it too early, you're not allowing the nutrients to go back where they need to be.
Okay.
What you would also do is you can add a layer of like compost around the plants once you've cut everything. Add that layer of compost. You could even add some fertilizer, something that's high in nitrogen, but I wouldn't use it as like a full rate. I'd use it as a partial, like half the rate of a normal fertilization in that time of season.
Okay.
A couple other things to be doing with the asparagus here is if you wanted to, you could add an extra level of soil around the crowns of it to just kind of keep it covered. You can do it that way, or you could do it with like a compost, the same type thing. One other thing to add would be to add some mulch around there to help retain the moisture from the winter and just prevent any further weeds.
Okay.
And then with most asparagus, it takes a couple seasons for them to really grow.
Sure.
Maybe it's not getting, harvesting some in the spring. Because if you kind of look at it, that's really only one full season.
Right.
They usually do better on a couple seasons. So I'd be looking at that But again, we're not going to be able to tell anything till the spring. There could be some times where it's okay. And it's just like, those look great. I'm going to harvest it. So, all right.
Sure.
Just keep it in mind that it's usually the first, second year we don't always harvest.
Right. I've heard that. Right.
Right. So what we're doing now, you know, what you'd be doing in the fall is just helping protect them to get in, you know, through the winter. You just never know what's going to happen for the winter. If it's going to be too much snow, too much what, maybe not enough snow. Just keep in mind. And then, you know, springtime comes, we're going to uncover those if you put extra mulch, extra soil, so we're not rotting out the base of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. So should I cut it back, like maybe a couple inches above the ground or something, or how far do I trim it, cut it?
So we want to, you know, it's depending upon the leaves. We're going to cut them to the base of the leaves that have popped up, the sprout that's coming up, right? We cut that down.
Right.
Sometimes it leaves it to be about 3 to 4 inches off the ground.
I see. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, because right now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. Oh, well, I want to hear it.
Okay. Because right now I planted four of them and all four came up. And anyways, right now they're real dainty-like and they're probably about a foot tall and they look like little spruce trees. They're all branchy-like. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If that makes okay, all right,
and that's
going to make
that's,
sure.
Yep, that's what's going to be happening for them. They're getting into production. They're going to last you up to like 10 years, right? But the first couple years is getting them ready and getting them so that they're going to be stronger in years like 3 through 8, 3 through 9.
Oh, okay. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
All right. I'll do that when the time comes, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, no, and definitely just wait for it to start browning, that top there that has the branching, the leaves, you know, right? Wait for that to start browning, because then that means the nutrients are going back to the plant. Whereas if you cut it too early, it's almost like you're shocking it. It's like you're pruning it to regrow, right?
Okay.
And then if it gets hit with a frost, that new growth could affect it long term. So that's why it's very important to wait till it starts to turn brown, like it's been hit almost by a frost, etc.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
All right, Bill. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Okay.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I've got about 45 minutes left in the show. And we will be here to help you out with all of your questions. So definitely let us know what we can do to help you. We're coming up on the time frame where plants are going to be, you know, where it's not right now, but I like to think of the future. In the fall, some of our house plants or some of our tropicals, some of the plants we want to bring inside, we're going to need to repot, dig up. And the best way to do that is to look for the best potting soil. Now, not all potting mixes are created equal. The Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, like I said, I know it's not yet, but we got to start thinking about those next seasons. You know, summer's halfway over, pretty much, in essence, right? Because we always look at summer as being when the kids are out of school. They've been out of school since the beginning of June. It's almost August, or a day or two away, right? Depending upon how you look at it. If you look at today as one full day, tomorrow is another, there's two, right? Anyways, summer's almost over. So we got to start thinking about that next season. And so that's why I want to talk about, you know, repotting your plants or getting them ready, right? You're going to need to do it, so might as well get it now, right? Get some of that potting soil now. Have it ready. The other thing we can be doing this time of year to continue the growth in our garden is, you know, fertilizing with like a Garden Tone from Espoma, right? Garden Tone has a lot of the benefits that a plant would need this time of year, as well as some of the Biotone, right? So it's definitely worth using right now after all this rain we've been having, all of this, a lot of the nutrients have been washed out of the soil. So make sure it is taken care of by refertilizing a lot of your plants at this moment, because this is definitely the time to make sure to continue your plants growing, right? This is the thing. I might have said that summer's like halfway over, but that still means there's half of a season for growth. So we don't just stop fertilizing. We don't just stop, you know, doing those things. We want to continue with that. So, you know, a Garden Tone would be a great granular. You want to go for a liquid form? Let's take a look at some Neptune's Harvest, either the fish and seaweed or the tomato and veggie. Just some things we really need to do right now to help take care of our plants as we continue throughout the season. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Elizabeth's in Dedham.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you, Paul, for taking my call. Yes, I have asparagus that has been growing and produces now in probably the fourth or fifth year, but the location is not the best place for it. And I was wondering, can you cut that down and transplant it like a regular perennial, or is it transferable at all or transplantable at all?
It is transferable. You can move it, but you're really looking to dig it up, dig up the root system from it. So that it can be fully established that way, because just taking cuttings or something along those lines, you're slowing the whole process down a number of years. You still might this next season not have you might not have production, because sometimes it shocks it, right? But if it's not doing well, I think. I think it's worth moving, right?
Okay, yes. No, it's just in a bad location, so I'd like to, and it's kind of scattered, so I'd like to put them all together kind of in a more appropriate way. And I would, yes, digging it up was something I was thinking of doing, but I didn't know it would regrow the next year or not.
So it should regrow, but the one thing I want you to look at it is, yes, it might just not produce the asparagus like it has, because usually it takes 2 to 3 years for it to establish.
Okay.
Right, so it might just revert itself because it's just getting used to the area and doing all those types of things. So,
okay, all right.
So I think it's worth digging up and moving, maybe later into the fall, once you start to see some of it browning, right? Because
okay,
that means the nutrients are going back into the soil. It's going back into the root system, excuse me. And what it's going to do from there is the plant will be okay to move spots, whereas if you were to do it to, like, right now, we still have a lot of the summer left. Could have some, you know, pretty intense heat. Could affect it long term.
Okay, fine. Okay,
right.
Well, I'll try that in the fall, maybe late September, October, do you think would be
Yeah, probably late September. Just once you start to see some of the, some of it starting to not completely brown out, but slightly brown out. That's going to say that the nutrients are going back into the plant itself.
And as you said, when you cut up the regular plants that are growing that you want to keep growing in the location they're in, you said cut it down to maybe 1 or 2 inches above ground. So would you do the same thing if you're transplanting?
Yeah, so you would you would need to take it down to like 4 inches or so. It's not just about it's not I wouldn't cut it right down to the ground. You got to just keep I'll look at it cutting into that, and then it would be the same way as if you were leaving it in the spot.
Okay, and then cover it like you did like normally with it every time you cut your regular growth down. Cover
yes.
it with mulch, okay. And
mulch, compost, fertilizer with a nitrogen, a heavier nitrogen fertilizer, but don't do a heavy dose of it, just do enough of like a, whatever it says, do like half the rate.
Right.
A natural fertilizer would say to do.
Okay, thanks very much, Paul. That's great. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Elizabeth, have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about a half hour left, so plenty of time to answer a few phone calls for the end of the show here. So give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. In the meantime, it's beautiful out. Time to get outside. Time to enjoy. Time to just do whatever you can to enjoy it out there, because this next couple weeks are going to feel almost like a combination of like spring and fall temperatures, right? It's just going to be awesome to do some work out there. So get out there, do what you can, and enjoy it. So we'll take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Take that break. Back in a few.
Fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Update. Two Americans have reportedly been kidnapped in Haiti, the Biden administration working to free a nurse and her child who were snatched in the country Thursday. A humanitarian aid association says the two were taken from its campus near Port-au-Prince. The CDC in Atlanta warning mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus becoming resistant to insecticides. The mosquito population apparently way up because of the heat across the country. And in related news, folks in some states where it's been extremely hot about to get a break.
Cooler temperatures will be felt Sunday in the Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. Cooler weather is also in the forecast in the Northern Plains toward the Midwest. The Southwest is expected to remain in a heat wave for several days. More than 20 U.S. states were under heat advisories on Saturday, affecting more than 100 million Americans. I'm Jim Forbes.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We are about 25 minutes away from the end of the show. Plenty of time to answer some questions. It's a beautiful day to get out there this morning. I would definitely recommend being out there. Looking like it's just a... Looks like it's just going to be a beautiful day. Just, I can't say enough. It's so crazy. Going from the heat that we've had, where it's just like you walk outside and you're like, bleh, to now you walk outside and you're like, ooh, hey. Be in the 70s today, but it's going to be nice. I mean, you can just feel the difference when you walk outside in the morning compared to every other day. The past couple weeks, you walk outside first thing in the morning, it's like being hit with a heat curtain in front of you. This morning, it was just like walking out and being okay, being normal. So get out there, mow the lawn if you can, right? Do some cleanups. Get some things taken care of so that, you know, it's a nice week ahead of you for ease. Maybe it's just, you know, spend out some time outside in the garden. You know, one of the things that we can be looking at doing is, because of the heat and the amount of rain we've been having and standing water, mosquitoes have become more prevalent, right? If we're seeing standing water, we want to take a look at the Summit mosquito dunks and bits. Getting those areas something in it with that BTI that's in it to help kill the larvae before they become adults. Because a thimble full of water that is standing, that is not moving or not being absorbed into something for 10 days, I believe it's like 10,000 mosquito larvae that it can create. So a lot of this rain is causing that because the water's just sitting. So what do we need to do? We need to clean up some of the areas that might have excess water. We need to dump out our bird baths maybe once a week. We have rain barrels. Make sure that the rain barrels get a mosquito dunk in it or some of the bits. Because it's standing water and it's sitting there for a while, because we haven't had to water as often, so you might not be using those rain barrels, right? So it's just the way we we do some things to make sure the mosquitoes aren't sticking around. Another thing, you know, wheelbarrows, right? When you store it, when you're not using it, if it's not in a garage or a shed, flip it over. So the water can't sit in the wheelbarrow for a long extended period of time. You know, little kids' pools, make sure you dump those out when they're done with them, so the water just doesn't sit. Right? Regular pools are different because you're using shock, you're using chemicals or whatnot to kill those mosquitoes, so you're fine. But little streams near the house, right? If you have little waterways, using that BTI, the Summit mosquito bit, is an organic way that's not going to harm any of the wildlife that's in there or around it. It's only going to prevent those mosquitoes. So look at using that. The other thing is, look to, if you're looking to spray with some sort of your organic or non-organic mosquito control, don't go in the center of the yard where the grass is low and it's not shady, where it's sunny. Go into the areas where it's going to be cooler, it's going to be more protected, right? Mosquitoes can't fly very well when it's windy. So they're going to be in an area that's more protected away from wind, where they're going to be hatching their larvae, etc. But one tip you could do, say you're sitting out on a patio and you're enjoying the night and you're like, what can I do to get rid of these mosquitoes? Well, if you have a couple fans that oscillate and move, put them out on the patio. Because again, like I said, mosquitoes can't fly very well. Even the lightest wind, if you notice outside when it's windy, there's not a lot of mosquitoes. It's because they're terrible flyers. So look at that. And see what you can do to help prevent. Now another spray that you could be using if you're looking for 8. 8 is a great product to spray the perimeter of the yard. I always like to spray it into about 15 feet into the woods and around the areas of where you're going to be working or playing. Around the house, on your shrubs, your trees, fence posts, any vertical surfaces, right? Those all will help it as well. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Edwards in Atoll, Mass.
Edward, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a question about hornworms on my tomato.
Yep.
It's several years ago, 5-6 years ago, we had them, and we haven't had them since then. But this year, my wife went out and found a couple.
Yeah.
I'm over 80, so it's pretty hard for me to see them. But what can we do to help?
So one of the main ones is picking them off the plant. That's the, you know, and it's hard for you to see, so that's probably not your best bet, right?
Well, I mean, she can do some of them, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them are picking and maybe putting, you know, getting a bucket of water and just kind of just tossing them in there, to be honest with you, because a hornworm, tomato hornworm, can eat most of a plant within a day or two, right? So we don't want to leave that. If it is a pretty bad infestation, people will use a product BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. You can get that in a ready-to-use, so a trigger spray bottle.
Yeah, a lot of them are picking and maybe putting, you know, getting a bucket of water and kind of just toss them in there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so
hornworms can eat most.
If you could do me a favor, Edward, just turn the radio down in the background. I'm hearing myself, and I was like, oh, he's asking a question. Anyways, so that BT that you want to use, the spray, you can spray the plant completely, let it drip, and that drip will get rid of it. The BT is something that will attack and paralyze the caterpillar. They'll eventually just stop feeding and die. So it's a product from Bonide. You might just see it as BT at the store, or you might see it as Bacillus thuringiensis, but most likely it's BT. And at any local garden center, you tell them you need BT, they'll know what it is.
And you just kind of flood it with it, right?
Yeah, you spray it until spray the whole plant down until it drips, and that liquid will get onto the caterpillar itself and would suffocate it, causing them to die. But and this is an organic product, so it's not going to harm the tomatoes and everything on there. So this is, that's the most organic way other than hand picking them off.
Well, I guess she's going to be out there hand picking them. All right. No, I didn't know. Like I say, it's been several years. They had nothing, and all of a sudden they showed up again about a week or so ago. And the one or two she found were full size. I mean, huge.
Yeah, and they can get big very quickly because they eat a lot of a plant very quickly. So that's why, maybe you could even do... you can make like almost like a repellent for it by mixing some dishwashing liquid and water together. You spray the foliage, and it kind of slows them down. The soapy solution is kind of like an insecticidal soap.
I see, yeah.
The other thing that some people will even say is when the foliage is still wet, using like a cayenne pepper, something like that, and kind of sprinkle it all over it. What it does is that actually repels the new ones from coming. I'm not 100% bought on it. I just think that the way to go is hand picking and spraying with a BT.
Okay, well, I got several suggestions and really appreciate it because, like I say, they, just like you said, a few minutes for a day or so, and they really do a job.
Oh, they just go absolutely crazy when left to their own devices. So I think you'll be okay to use these products. All right?
Thank you for the help.
All right, Edward, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we've got about 15 minutes left in the show. I've said it a million times, but I just can't say it enough. I mean, it is gorgeous out there. Just get out and enjoy enjoy the day. Go for a walk. This is a great beach day, right? Cool, so you can enjoy it. I will say, water's probably pretty cold still. We're not in Florida where the water's the opposite, too warm. But it might be a good day to enjoy it. We're on vacation. We got another couple weeks before the kids go back to school. So school vacation is still here. So hopefully you get to enjoy it. But thinking ahead, thinking of what else we need to do for the season, for next season, right? That next season is, fall. Is it fall planting? Is it cleaning up the garden beds and getting them ready for that next season, getting them ready for winter, right? Some of the areas that just, you're kind of done with for the season, they've already done their thing. Maybe it's cleaning them up, weeding them up, putting something over the top to help prevent any more weeds or kill anything that's underneath there. We had a caller earlier who was already putting some black plastic over some areas. To kill the weeds, they put some compost in there, kill the weeds, and covered it. That's going to be great to rejuvenate that soil. It's almost creating like its own composting quick in that area, right? So just something to think about. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Probably about enough time to take maybe a call or so. So we do have some of that time. And we will, once we get out of here for today, I know I'm going to try to do some stuff around the house. It's just so nice to be able to go outside and not have to think about drinking at least 6 gallons of water to get there. you know, doing some of the cleanup. I'm taking a look at some of the plants around me, some of the trees. I had a tree fall last week just out of the blue with some rot. I'm going to look in that area, see if there's anything we can do to help, you know, clean it up, make it better. I'm going to probably try to get some of those leaves that are into the woods a little further back so that the water's not sitting in there causing some of the mosquitoes to happen, right? You know, looking for areas that it, maybe water is sitting a little bit too long that could cause more mosquitoes to happen. So that's some of the things you can be doing, looking to prevent, because mosquitoes are pretty bad out there today, this year. So keep it in mind. There were reports on our news saying, you know, Zika virus, all those things. Just keep that in mind, and that's where spraying for those mosquitoes is going to help. Now we're going to take a break here. We get back, we'll wrap up the show. My question is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just a few minutes left in the show, and I've said it a million times, but enjoy the day today. Enjoy this week out there, because I'm telling you, it's going to be a beautiful day, beautiful week. Perfect to get out in the garden, do some cleanup, do some just everything in general. You know, it's just... usually at this time of year, it's just so hot that you're like, oh, maybe I'll just go to the beach or go to the pool or do that. You really don't have a lot of time to do some of the stuff in the garden. So use it to your advantage. You know, get out there, weed some areas, get some things ready for fall. You know, maybe it's just cleaning up an area so that in the fall you can plant some more plants, or, you know, maybe get ready for a next season's garden, next year's lawns. All these things are things that you can be doing right now. Because the more you do now to get ready, the better. The other thing we should be looking, you know, at doing, any of our plants that have had some dead or dying growth on it, at this point in time, let's try to clean it up and get rid of it. The dead and damaged, that is. Don't get rid of the plant. Get rid of those dead and damaged, so that way it has the next couple months to rejuvenate, get to where it needs to be, so it's protected for the winter. Not that you can't prune it late, any dead late, or any time of the year. I want you to know that you can do it any time of year. But this is a good time to do it while it's cool for a few days. We've had some moisture. The plant might rejuvenate a little bit in those areas and get some new growth before the end of the season. So just some food for thought, some things to think about. You know, just kind of do what you can to enjoy it. You don't know what the next week or the week after, but I will say this. I looked at the long term, and it's looking like it's going to rain again on Friday, Saturday. You know, why wouldn't it? rain on the weekend when everybody tries to go away, right? But it's not bad out there. In the next few days, it'll be very enjoyable and get some work done. It's just so nice to be out there and do that type of thing. We got about 2 minutes left. Great calls today. Great information. We're thinking to the next season. We're thinking about renovations of the lawn. We're thinking about, all right, we got a month left. Do we get rid of the weeds now? There is tons of crabgrass out there. Are we looking at killing it now or just trying to prevent it next year? Well, you can do both of those but at the same time here. By killing it at this point, you're help preventing it from going too crazy for next year, right? Getting rid of it, it's not too late ever to try and get rid of it. Because the more it is right now, that means the more likely next year it will be, which then in turn means you're going to need to probably have multiple applications of a pre-emergent or weed killer. You're not going to just be free from weeds. So this time of year, if you have tons of crabgrass, it might be worth getting rid of it, cleaning it up, spraying it with something to kill it so that you can have new grass. Just some thoughts right now, because the more you prevent the weeds now for next year, the better your lawn will be next year. If you just kind of say, it's green, I'll just let it be, you're more than likely going to have more weeds next year than you did this year, even with a preventative. And that's why some places will say use a crabgrass control, like the Jonathan Green on the bag. It'll say in small print, use in the fall as well to get rid of some of it so it's ready for next season. Something to think about going forward for next year, because crabgrass is everywhere. Might be, you know, might make your lawn look good right now because it makes it full. But it's only going to do damage long term. And the damage that it's doing is not allowing your grass to grow. It's going to choke out the good grass and just leave that. And then you got nothing left on the lawn. You're going to start over. So do what you can to fix it now. Because there's no time like the present to take care of the lawn. Now that's going to do it for this week. I appreciate everyone's calls and listening today. I hope to, we'll definitely be back next Sunday. So enjoy the week. Until next time, get out there, plant something. Be good to each other. We're all we got. You have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.